Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boy, this is tough.
What's the matter?
Well, before we get into this story,
yeah,
we've said before and we'll say it again. We are not licensed therapists. We are not counselors.
Yeah.
We are not lawyers. We are not smart people. So it is amazing to me what people will call with, write with, confide in us, looking for, I guess, advice from either the room or people listening.
Yeah.
Because in this case, we are going to find out something the parents of one kid do not know, but the parents of the other do. And this mom has no idea if she needs to share with these other parents what she found out.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Prom season is upon us.
Yeah.
Proms and balls, we're smack dab in the middle of it right now. And with the fun and the dresses and the tuxes and the memories come danger.
Oh, yeah.
And potential issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an issue. And I'm going to be clear. We got this Monday or Tuesday morning, and we read it, and I was like, oh, this is not.
Yeah. Okay.
But this mother kept writing us, like, hey, are you going to talk about this on the radio? So we're not going to use any names, locations, or anything in the story because it involves kids.
All right.
And I will say one more time, Tommy Mulay.
What are you looking at me for?
This involves kids.
Children.
Yes. Underage kids.
Watch it.
Okay. A Facebook message from a mom.
Okay.
My son and his date went to their ball this weekend. And on Monday, I discovered that without our knowledge or the knowledge of the date's parents, they spent the night in a hotel room. They were supposed to be at a parental supervised event at the hotel, but they managed to get their own room and spend the night alone. I won't get into details, but according to my son, his date's parents do not know what happened.
Okay.
I wouldn't know what happened had I not checked my son's phone during a mom hunch on Monday.
A mom hunch?
A mom hunch.
Okay.
What I am wrestling with is whether or not I should tell this date's parents what happened. I am very angry with my son.
Why?
And I do feel, well, she's not here. I can't tell you that. I do feel they're both responsible here. I would want them to tell me if this was the other way around. But I also don't want to cause problems between parents and their child. I don't know them all that well, and I am afraid because I have the boy here that he is going to get blamed for this when it was a decision that both of them made. And she goes on from there, that's really all we need. You're not bothered by this at all?
Why does she want to get involved in this?
She's already involved.
Yeah, I mean, she
You don't
she
even know what happened.
Well, but she
You don't.
She does.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay, you don't know what happened in the room, but you know that there was a room.
Okay.
Time out from the game. I'd like to use my first time out of the show. Thank you. You got two kids going.
I get it.
You don't know what happened.
Okay, so what conversation do you want to have with these parents then? If you assume that this is what happened, what do you want to sit down and tell these other people? Because they're going to have questions. Because, well, lady, you're holding the gun.
What does that even mean? What does that mean, you're holding the gun?
I was just making gun fingers.
You just want to use gun fingers?
No, your boy's got it. He's the loaded gun.
No, but I mean, no, I agree with this woman here. I don't think she's being protective mom when she says in this Facebook message that I hold both of them responsible. Like, both of them had to make the decision.
Yeah.
And you're already doing what she's afraid of.
Oh, by the way, you don't know how that all went down. You're just assuming that's how they ended up in this room.
Well,
there could have been a myriad of reasons how that girl ended up in that room. Do you want to know all this?
Well, no, but I mean, if they're there together, if she finds it,
I mean,
on...
you're creating this Hallmark Disney story how they ended up sillily in a hotel bedroom.
I don't think it's sillily at all.
I mean, it could have been booze, drugs, who the hell knows?
Oh, okay. So now
you want to go down this road,
or you want to just
wait? Are you now holding this mother hostage?
All I'm saying is, why would you want to go tell these people something? Well, you have no information,
but you do.
No, you know very little. You know they went into a room. That's
well,
all you know.
They got a room somehow. Now, so you know that.
So where
sure.
do we go from here?
I mean, I think that if you just tell. She's wrestling with the fact, like, do I tell the parents
right.
that I know that they got a room together?
Okay, because the parents
you're
have
not.
Been,
I mean, that's all you need to tell them.
They're going to have questions then.
Okay,
they
but
get a
she
vote
wasn't
in this
there,
conversation.
So I don't know what happened. But this, I'm giving you the information I have. Like, I don't think they're expecting her to like tell them what happened in the room.
You don't know that. You don't know these people.
Well, I know, but they. But all I have to say is I wasn't there. I found out later. I don't know what happened in the room.
Man, I wouldn't even touch this.
That's your son.
Yeah, I get it. But if nothing else comes of it, just shut up.
How do you know nothing else is going to come of it? It's only been a couple of days.
Then we'll deal.
Oh, then we'll deal.
Because talking about it's not going to change what happened in that room
that
night.
But I am being a responsible parent, letting these other parents know. She says in this Facebook message, you
shut
up.
So it's about her now. I want to be a responsible parent.
No, it's about being a good parent. Yes, whether you are
the parent. You can't end up in a hotel room, lady.
Weren't you the one that allowed your niece to use your apartment as a high school kid?
I have news for you, buddy. I am not a good person.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can tell that based on how you're
reacting.
I am a
low uncle.
A lunkle?
A lunkle. And a drunkle.
And a motherfunkle.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. This mom has to tell these other parents. She has to. She has no choice.
Do you think she has more responsibility because she's the mother of the boy?
That's what
my point was. She's holding the penis.
No,
here,
but
man.
She's not holding any penis.
Nope, she's not doing that.
Not physically holding, but like your team penis over here.
Bro, look, man.
And don't make t-shirts with that. It's not a good idea.
I get that you're like, oh, leave it to Beaver. Like, you know, where the boy is. No, like, look, I'm with her, man. No, don't you shut up. You've been running your stupid mouth. You shut up for a second.
Because we don't know which one of them got the room or managed to get the
room. That's my point.
No, but she was there with him, right? If they are in some kind of relationship or they are into each other and they both end up in that room of their own volition, which she says she has text messages that she saw from her son on a mom hunch. Yeah, they're both responsible here.
Well, what if there was booze involved and the girl got drunk and, you know,
okay,
things happen?
So you're going to keep that quiet?
I don't know.
Oh, no, what happened all of a sudden? Because now you're going
to have
yourself
but you're going to have to explain that to those parents
yes,
over there.
It's responsibility for your kid. Your kid went behind your back and put himself in a very, very bad situation. Put a girl in a very, very bad situation.
You do what every kid does.
No, not every kid does this.
Well, kids would, you know, access to good credit.
I still want to know how they managed to get the room.
That's a great question. I thought, what age can you make a hotel reservation? Is that a law or is that based on hotel by hotel?
I have no idea. I always said you had to be like 21 or 18.
No, when I was on the road, I was 18. Able to book hotel rooms. Yeah, it is 18. So.
Yeah, okay. You have to. Hotels have a minimum age of 18 years old for checking into a hotel room.
So the kid could be 18, though, right?
I mean, you could also have a friend that's a little older that did it for you.
That's a cool friend.
But yeah, no, a senior in high school could be 18
okay.
at this point.
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this mother who finds out, and again, we're being as vague as possible here, that her son and his date got a hotel room together without her knowledge during their dance over the weekend.
Yeah.
She knows. The girl's parents do not. And she is now wrestling with the idea of telling the other parents. She thinks it's a responsible thing to do. However, she is worried that her son, because he is the boy in this relationship, will be blamed. Kimmy, you would want to know if you're this girl's parents, right?
I mean, especially if the other parent knows. Like, I think it's one thing if neither of you find out or, like, you find out just, through, you know, later on. But I think the fact that one parent knows and the other one doesn't, I feel like you kind of have to be on the same page with that. So, yeah, I would want to know.
Here's the other thing. You don't know that the other parents don't know.
Okay, so I will read you the quote.
Because, like, she may have. Okay. They may have, like, saw her coming home and going, all right, what have you been up to?
Okay, well, if that's the case, then, and you share this with them, there's no problem.
Yeah. That would make them probably trust
I'm
going to
assume that happened. I'm going to stay away from it.
No, but then that means those parents are also keeping that from you, which makes them bad people.
I like that.
Do you like that?
I like when parents just go to the mutual corners and let's just go about our business.
Thank God you never had a child. Thank God. No, I mean, all seriousness, like, you would have raised the worst.
The kid wouldn't have good credit anyways. No way my kid's getting a hotel room with your busted ass.
All right, we got folks writing us on Facebook. We got folks writing us on Instagram. We'll start on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Salt writes, I think mom should have a conversation. If they were responsible about it, then it's just part of growing up and it's a non-issue. If they weren't, that's another conversation.
So you want a breakdown of what happened in the room that night then, according to that.
I mean, I think that's a fair statement.
Man, you want to hear all that?
Well, look, I mean, if you want to be adults, like if I'm being honest with you, you want to have this conversation, I'm going to sit down, those other parents are going to sit down, and explain to us what you did.
But be prepared.
Yeah, no,
like,
I mean,
as long as you can wrap your head around, like, if you really want the unvarnished truth of what went on in that room that night.
The point I'm making is,
yeah.
You want to be an adult? Now we're going
to
be adults.
Let's do it. You want to do it? You're talking about it.
Is it fun now? Is it fun being an adult?
What if the kid gets up and starts bragging?
What kid's got the ball?
Oh, ooh, he turns into dice.
In front of his girlfriend, date's parents to pull something like that. We got phone folks waiting on hold. Okay, yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
I do want to read Jacob. He writes us on Instagram. When I was 19, 20, my girlfriend at the time was a senior in high school. Her parents ended up buying us a room. The whole time I thought it was some sort of trap. Okay.
All right.
Let's go to the phones. 252-WCMF. All right, we have a couple here.
I don't know if they're a couple. It was two people.
Two people on speakerphone. Yeah. Lincoln and Noel, which wasn't that a bank that went out of business in the
80s? Yeah.
Savings and loan. Lincoln and Noel, savings and loan.
A bank.
Lincoln and Noel, how are you guys?
Pretty good, how are you?
Good. What do you got?
Go ahead.
So I think the mom should just stay out of it. As a mom of six girls, if I don't know, it's not going to kill me. They're juniors or seniors in high school. Or make the couple, the boy and the girl, sit down and tell the other parents. Because you don't know what the other parents are like.
Okay.
And they may know already.
All right, but I feel like Lincoln might have a different take here because he's also on speakerphone.
Oh, no, I agree completely.
Yeah, you got six girls. You have no opinion.
Tell her parents.
Wait, you guys had the same take, but you wanted to be on the phone together.
We're riding in the car to work together.
Oh, Bluetooth. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, God. Are you guys a couple or are you guys co-workers?
No, we are definitely a couple.
But they said they have six children?
No, wait, you said you have six girls, Noelle.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually have an 18-year-old in high school that went to her prom this year. And, I mean, she moved out at 17 and they live together. So,
Time out. I'd like to use my second time out of the show. Thank you. I got one left so I can still use a challenge.
All right, sure.
Noelle. You have your daughter moved out at 17 to live with her boyfriend.
Yes.
How does that happen?
She ran away from home at 17.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so she ran away. She was still in high school?
Yes.
Okay, and
her life was so bad.
Okay.
But, yeah.
They got the same take you do.
Yeah, but I kind of get it, man. Just get him out of the house. Go.
Lincoln and Noel, great to talk to you guys. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, so she brings up an interesting point.
Let your kid leave.
No, have your kid and his girlfriend or this girl tell the other parents.
Oh.
I'd want to be in the room for it. To make
you
sure.
would as the parent?
I look, you guys, you're right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You let them tell them what happened.
Right.
I want to be there to make sure that you are not just being like, yeah, we did this. And
yeah. you don't want them to downplay it.
Bingo. I get, like, the most amazing thing about you as a human being to me, to this day, Tommy Mule, and you're my friend, as I say these things before I'm about to destroy your face. I get that the idea of being a teenager and doing something like this sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it's part of growing up.
Well, and I also
like fun, but you also did it or know people that did it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're kind of, you understand.
Yeah.
I also get that the fantasy as an adult of going back to those times sounds awesome. What I don't understand is how, as a man of your age who has stepchildren and grandkids now, you can still be like, yeah, what's the big deal? Ain't no thing. Go ahead, kids. Get it home. Teenage kids going behind my back, getting their own hotel room, low cash.
I think you should blow it out of. I think the more you make an issue out of it, you make it worse.
Yeah, or if you make no issue of it, it keeps happening.
It's going to happen either way.
Is it?
But you're going to make them feel like they were bad kids. They did something dirty.
They did something wrong.
They didn't do anything wrong.
By getting a hotel room behind the back of your parents.
I have a question, and you would know this
safer
answer
than the woods.
Better than me because you're maniac. A parent. As the mother, do you also worry that you would have to admit that you went looking through your kids' things.
Maybe that's
like more common because, you know, kids with cell phones and stuff and having access to that as a parent. But I just wonder, like, how often are parents being open and honest with their kids about what they see?
Understood. So, yeah, I mean, it is like an espionage thing, right? Where, like, once you blow, there's a double spy.
Right. Yeah.
Then the game is over. But,
yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, I think this is one of those things where...
You got to play that shit. Right.
Exactly. Like, you hold it until this. I mean, the kid already knows. It looks like in his Facebook message he talked to her.
Oh, true.
Again, we got more folks writing us on Facebook here. We're talking about this Facebook message we got from a mom. Long story short, her son, his date, went to a dance formal style over the weekend. We were trying to be as vague as possible here. She went through his phone on Monday on a, quote, mom hunch, discovered that he and his date got a hotel room. They were supposed to be at a parental supervised other thing. She says that she is aware that her son's date does not, their parents do not know.
Yeah.
And she is wrestling with, do I tell them? She would want to know herself, she says, but she is also afraid because she has the boy here that they are going to blame him, and she sees both of them as responsible. Facebook messages coming in. What about the parents that were supposed to be chaperoning the hotel party they got away from? Don't they hold any responsibility? I mean, I guess, yeah. I think you're past that now.
Yeah.
Right? It is mind-blowing that we're in the as we're in the middle of prom and ball season, there are parents who want to have the responsibility of hosting post-prom functions.
Have the kids at their house?
Or at a, like...
Or you're going to be supervising something off...
Whether it's a hotel or, like, a lock-in or whatever. Like, even if you have the best intention of keeping alcohol, drugs, sex away from whatever you have planned, the kids do have a say in that.
Yeah.
It's like we talked about the other day with that adult getting busted after those kids were throwing rocks drunkenly at a car.
Yeah.
Like, you do run the risk of something like this happening if you host these things and you're responsible.
Right. And why would you want all that responsibility?
Well, I guess the idea is I can be the one that protects the kids.
But you're also going to be held accountable for all those kids, man.
Yeah, but I guess the
counterpoint... Like you said, it takes one kid to take you down.
But I guess the counterpoint to that would be, do I trust any other parents? Right? Because, like, this mother trusted
let them
these...
Deal with it.
But this mother trusted these parents to watch her kids, and they ended up in their own hotel room.
I would let the Goody Two Shoes couple do it.
Is Goody Two Shoes... Like, how does... Are
Goody,
they, like,
two goody Two shoes. Shoes.
Are they Goody Two Shoes?
Let them do it.
Okay, but they did. She did, and it ended up like this.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, now you don't know. You're standing up on a soapbox.
Young love.
Your
who understands young love?
Who knows if it loved my ass? You were in love at 18?
I was loving it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You sick bastard.
I'm sick.
You are sick. Grown-ass man with this take.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is why we can't have nice things, man.
What happened?
Everything was going so good.
This is the greatest.
MVP quarterback, coming off the best season we've had in 30 years.
Yeah.
Roster solid, schedule's perfect. We are set up for a run. And then this news yesterday, which, if you are a Bills fan, should scare the hell out of you.
Oh, for God's sakes, you're a bunch of pros with the... It's going to bother you. It's going to ruin the season.
Shut up.
Get out there and play ball.
Yeah, go play ball. Don't do this.
Don't look at us. We want to play ball, but don't stare at us.
Hey, Kimmy, I seem to remember a guy sitting in here a couple weeks ago talking, you know, you just go play the game. You don't need the distractions. You don't need the distractions.
Don't buy into the distractions.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, the NFL announced which team would be featured on Hard Knocks Training Camp Edition on HBO this year.
The HBO.
That's right. And the team selected was the Buffalo Bills. The Bills will be giving behind-the-scenes access to HBO cameras all summer long.
They do a great job.
While they're here at St. John Fisher.
It's very entertaining.
I love it.
Okay. You go ahead and you try and sell me on why this is a good idea. Go ahead.
What's the negative of promoting your team to the world?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because if the NFL needs to do something, it's promote.
I mean, we eat
get
it up,
more
though.
Behind
we eat it up, though.
You get more behind the scenes. It's not X's and O's. You see the personalities, how they interact.
Oh, wow, the personality is pretty cool. Wow, you didn't see the personality.
So you're not, you only hate it because you think it's going to hurt the team.
Oh, no, I know it's going to hurt the team.
No, you don't.
Tommy, being on Hard Knocks.
Look what it did for the Jets.
Being on Hard Knocks never goes well for the team that participates in it. You ready for some not-so-fun facts?
Rex Ryan. We got the world got to fall in love with Rex Ryan on this show.
Fact one.
Let's go eat an effing snack.
Fact one.
But
no team that has ever appeared on Hard Knocks has won a Super Bowl.
Well, that'll
but
change.
But they've also, like in the past, picked teams that weren't doing so hot.
There have been 22 teams that have appeared on Hard Knocks.
And none of them won a Super Bowl.
None of them won a Super Bowl. Eight of them have made the playoffs. And of those eight teams that made the playoffs on Hard Knocks, only three of them won a playoff game. The most successful team in Hard Knocks history was the team you just mentioned. Rex Ryan's Jets in 2010. They made it and lost to an AFC champion. It led to the AFC championship game and lost.
So you think it will affect the entire season? Because there were cameras in your face. By the way, there's cameras all over that place all day.
So why do you need this then?
Why not? What's one more? And by the way, this one will actually help your team expand their fan base.
Expand the fan base? Yeah. The Bills are the smallest market in the NFL and a top three team in popularity.
Hey, never be satisfied where you're at, buddy.
Let me say this again.
Let me say it again.
No team that has ever appeared on Hard Knocks has won a Super Bowl. Eight of the 22 have made the playoffs.
It's cool seeing your. It's also cool seeing your city on television.
You're not a Bills fan.
I mean, we're gonna.
You like
that? I've been to that place.
You like
that?
Listen,
like when
they
show you the aerial shots of the city.
I don't love it for the stats that you just mentioned, but I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna be super excited every time they show somewhere I've been.
They're gonna show Josh at Oak Hill for sure because he's a member now, so he's gonna be out there playing. So he'll have the boys out there playing.
Why
golf.
Are the boys
We're
going to
be
golf.
Looking for everybody we know in the background.
They're going to have them at the Pittsburgh
You
area.
Hate all those people.
It's Dan Fates.
You hate all those people, including Dan Fates. Kimmy hates Dan Fates.
They're going to go to the Pittsburgh Dairy because that's one of their breaks. They go for ice cream. It'll be funny. And you got these, by the way, you got some good personalities on this team now that are entertaining. That's going to be cool.
I love how he thought he was going to name some of them blank so he couldn't.
The two receivers.
What's their names?
Khalil. No.
Yeah, Khalil.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah, remember
him? Washington's a funny
guy. Remember him in the Warriors, Khalil?
And I love Jonesy.
Uh-huh. All right. The phone number
And Williams, he always delivers.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I'm sure some of you listening may be asking why the Bills agreed to do this. And the short answer is they probably didn't.
They made him do it.
The NFL used to have a rule that teams that made the playoffs could pass on participating in Hard Knocks. They recently changed that. Now the NFL can force any team they want to on the show. And, of course, the first force comes to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
This is a disaster. I hate it. And if I'm wrong, tell me why. No, I'm not watching.
You're not going to watch your favorite team on HBO?
I'm not going to watch.
A documentary.
I'm not going to watch. I'm not watching it.
I'm not giving you a dime of my money.
What if your big, loud head is in the background?
And it will be.
I will let our listeners screenshot it and write insulting things and send it to me on social media. That's what I will let them
do. And it makes you look big time now, man.
I mean,
you sound like such a
I don't know how you're going to avoid watching it. Whether you love it,
not watching.
Watching it to love it or watching it to hate it, it's going to be impossible.
Every franchise that appears on Hard Knocks has embarrassing franchise-altering moments. For example, Jets general manager Joe Shane deciding to pass on paying Saquon Barkley while the owner is in his room saying, oh, I hope he doesn't sign with the Eagles, and then he signs with the Eagles and wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All of this stuff with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets before he blew up the franchise. Antonio Cromartie trying to name all of his kids and struggling to do it. Chad Johnson getting arrested and cut the year he signed with the Dolphins. I could go
That's
on.
That's great drama. It's great television.
Great. Give it to somebody else. I don't want that.
Oh, for God's
nice. I don't want it.
Have some fun.
This
man.
Is a distraction for a GM and a coach that hates distractions in a season.
Well, let's see what you got,
that
coachy.
Was supposed to be the best shot you had in a while.
Yeah, this coach says he's so good. Let's see what you got.
When has he ever said he's so good?
So they all think they're great.
When has he ever said, I am so good? He's the opposite
of that
guy. You
don't think he was in bed with his old lady? He goes, man, I'm so good at my job.
That's fine with that. Fine. You say it to your wife.
Coachy boy over here knows how to tear it up.
Coachy boy can tear it up and say whatever he wants behind the closed doors. He's never said, I'm so good.
If you can't handle this, man, you ain't going to the Super Bowl anyway.
No team ever has.
Don't look at me.
I mean, Sean McDermott had to have had like fought this until the end.
Because
this is not his MO at all.
And by the way, they're not going to be talking to him too much. Boring ass.
Well, I don't think he's going to give him much, to be honest.
I'm telling you, it's a disaster.
I am so excited, man.
It's a disaster.
Plus, I can't wait to see him like around town doing stuff.
Wow, around town, pretty cool.
It's like Hollywood, Cummins to the Hills.
Pretty cool. Folks, reaching out to us again. We're talking about the Bills being selected to be on Hard Knocks this year. Bryant writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. You are so wrong about Hard Knocks. When Rochester is going to get national exposure like this, the Bills are too good to be affected by Hard Knocks, says famous last words. I just bought a boat called I'm going to live forever. I retire in a week and I look forward to, oh God, no! Oh God, no! 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Hey, just to remind you, Duff, that the Bills have never been on Hard Knocks and they've never won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I don't think this is anything to do with anything. It's just a coincidence that those 22 teams did not, because only one team a year wins the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And what's the odds of that team having been on Hard Knocks? So the odds are against them.
All right, so, Mike, here's why you're wrong. No, not to be a dick. Here's why you're wrong. Recently, Hard Knocks has...
you are, though.
Here's...
No, you're wrong.
Mike... Here's why Mike sucks. Recently, in the last couple of years, Hard Knocks has expanded to a mid-season and end-of-season program, too. For example, Hard Knocks also announced that all of the NFC East will be in the in-season Hard Knocks. Giants, Washington.
Yeah, but nobody watches that.
No, but I'm saying, Mike, you expand it to like five teams a year the last couple of years. So it's not one team. That makes now data legitimate that this hurts your team. Oh, Mike got awfully quiet all of a sudden. You suck so
negative,
hard, Mike.
Negative.
So you're fine with this, Mike.
The Bills, it doesn't really matter. It's just a TV show.
Okay.
And the Bills haven't won anyway. They've found ways to lose.
See, this is why Mike sucks, because like, he's not even a Bills fan.
Hopefully, I'm a stout Bills fan.
Are you a stout Bills fan, though? Are you a stout German for stout?
I am a stout Bills fan, too. Been for many, many, many years, twice as long as you've been alive.
Oh, he threw the alive card at me. All right. Well, Mikey, you made me feel.
I remember going to the games on a Sunday afternoon with.
Man, I wish you were there now.
In the snow. And being able to walk in and buy a 50-yard line seat just to walk in the door.
All right.
A can of Falstaff, man, you paid a nickel for it.
That was when they were terrible, but still.
By the way, this is your generation. Way to go.
They throw it at you.
Mikey.
Mike's saying, don't worry about it, everybody.
Yeah, no, Mike made me feel no much better. Thank you for the call, Mike.
They're gonna win this year anyway.
Yeah, okay. Pat.
All right, Mike.
They're
there
gonna
go.
Break the cycle. He's the Hard Knock cycle.
You're gonna win, Pat.
He's on your side, you idiot.
I still want to make fun of him.
Okay.
I just want to have fun too. And it's gonna look great on TV. Like that college is gonna look amazing. It's gonna look high end.
Who doesn't want to watch Josh on TV? Give me more Josh Allen.
It's gonna look high end. It's gonna look. You know what? It's gonna look top shelf.
Why do I care about that? Why do I care how St. John Fisher looks?
I think you're going to care more than
I'm not going to care. I'm telling you, I will not watch a minute of this.
Hey, when you look at it. Look at it.
No, it's serious question.
Baby, go away, Bobby. Turn the channel. I burned the camera. I have the monsters in my TV set. You're going to hurt the Buffalo Bears.
I can't wait.
Mr. Butterwing.
I can't wait till that first thing that is not good. I'm sorry, you might have been.
I hope there's some good stuff.
No. That first thing that makes the Bills look bad, when it shows up and you come in here and you go, oh,
it's just fun.
No, it's not just fun.
Have another like Buffalo Joe storyline. Like that would have been so cool to really look at last year with like a, you know, if they followed that a guy like that around.
Okay, great, awesome. This is awesome. Folks are writing us. Instagram. Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Talking about the Bills being selected for Hard Knocks. It's the first year the NFL changed the rules where they could force any team they wanted to do it. They chose the Bills. Mike writes us on Instagram.
What is he saying?
Duffy, calm down. Everyone was worried about Josh and the Madden curse, and nothing terrible happened there. Okay, that's a fair statement.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That is a fair statement. Rob writes us on Instagram. Bills on Hard Knocks sounds like an incredibly great idea. Signed, Dolphins fans. They went through it. They know how it is.
By the way, Kansas City does all kinds of things. Besides, these guys are constantly on TV.
Yeah.
They did a whole. They've done two different things on Netflix. It doesn't seem to affect them at all.
Okay.
Like, they understand they're Hollywood now, and it's part of their business.
Okay. Oh, but so this is the year it all changes. All the data I just gave you, this is the year it changes.
I'm saying Kansas City does a ton of stuff media-wise.
Oh, did you see him on Hard Knocks?
No, but I saw him.
Remember that?
They did two different Netflix series.
Wait, I have Netflix. Oh, wait, no, you got to run your mouth and do the mouth stuff, and then you can screw up your mouth? Hey, Kimmy, do you watch Netflix? Is that like,
I don't subscribe to Netflix.
Is that shot right into your carotid
artery? It's cheaper, no commercials.
You were saying, I'm sorry, two different what?
Yeah, Netflix.
What did they do?
They did
the quarterback.
He did the quarterback.
Okay, so that's your quarterback. It's not the team, but go on.
Okay, but it's still a distraction, man. And the cameras were there inside the building.
You're inside the building.
And
wow.
They did talk to other people.
You think
so little of this team that they cannot handle what their gig is promoting
is
football.
Now.
Huh?
So Josh is Hollywood now.
He is.
Oh,
he's
no,
not,
no, he's Hollywood.
No, you know
she was
wants?
A B actress he 2 weeks
he
ago.
He wants jerkwater quarterback. That don't leave the town, that I just hunt and fish, and I drink a little beer on the weekend.
I love, first of all.
This kid is a star.
First of all.
He's a gladiator.
2 weeks ago, you called his fiance a B-movie actress.
You know what? I was wrong, man.
Oh,
she top show. She top show.
And I don't,
she's going to win awards.
I love seeing Josh on TV. I want Josh to get all the attention.
Yeah.
The problem here
you're
is
stuck in a Jim Kelly day.
I am a man.
I just want to pick up truck and fishing rod.
Pick up truck and fishing rod and sit down and watch Netflix. I am a man
in a rocking chair
who believes in data. When I see sports statistics laid out in front of me, it tells a story. And this is not a good story for
data
Bills fans.
Data is just a past, man. You're living in the past.
Yeah, data is just a past. Yeah. Folks are lighting up Instagram now. I'm sorry. Duffy on WCMF.
Man, the canal's going to look so cool on TV.
The easiest way to get it, well, you bring up Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Jason writes us, Duffy on WCMF. If you thought the Pittsburgh moms trying to get camp tickets were bad before, now they get a chance to be TV stars. How about that? This is now, because Kimmy, you brought up last week.
Yeah, how difficult it may be to get your hands on some camp tickets this year.
We found out that the Bills will host two of the most expensive ticket games in the NFL this season. Both the Ravens opener and the regular season finale, the last regular season game in the stadium, the average ticket is over $1,100. Kimmy made a great point
that
this will be the only way to affordably see them. Now you throw the TV in the mix. No kid that wants to be there is going to be able to get in. It's going to be all Thads and Tads and Brads from Pittsburgh. Their mom gets every ticket for every day.
Luke writes us on Twitter. He said, I can't wait until Dave in sales at some random company doesn't shut up about making a background cameo the day after that episode airs.
Bro, he's 100%
right. But lots of people have fun.
Oh, really? Really? I can't wait. Because we have salespeople that get to go hang out there because we're the official station of the Buffalo Bills. And when that guy comes in and he wants to break down himself, and when you see someone you don't like in media that gets like a news, a little snippet on TV, I can think of the 10 people, and they're all going to get out there, and you're going to hate it.
I love those people.
You're going to hate it. Woo, 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 woo. This is going to be the first time he goes to camp with his credential, because he's going to want to get on HBO.
Right. I need new tracksuits.
I don't even think they got you one last year.
No, they didn't. I got to step up my game.
Oh, man,
bit.
You are wearing the perfect outfit to be on the sidelines.
Yeah, I can't wait for the HBO people to try and bring him back to the home they think
they're
he walked
think
away
like
from.
Like he's some old, like, retired executive of the Bills.
I like that.
No, they won't. Look at his face. Well, an old executive of the Bills wouldn't have that hairline. All right, good. I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're excited.
Good things.
I can't wait for the first story, like I said, where we all go, oh, and
well,
we get to talk
get
about
so
it the next day.
You touchy about everything.
It happens
every year. Nothing bad's going to happen. It'd be fun. It'd be something a little silly.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We finally know.
What's that?
Well, look, this has been a debate for a long time because you believe that you have to get up, have your shower, wake up, feel good.
Yes, yes.
But there are folks listening right now who they want to be able to get up, roll out of bed, and go. Mm-hmm. So they take their shower at night.
Okay.
Okay, why are you making that face?
Because I do both.
Oh, wait, you do? Yeah. Shower at night and
we've
then
talked about this.
He does
right.
Multiple showers.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So there was a study done by microbiologists.
Oh.
All of them Tommy's height because they're microbiologists.
Gotcha.
Thank you. They found out that showering in the morning versus showering at night makes no difference.
To what?
Which
one
is
one shower a day person?
No. We're not talking one shower a day. We're talking. Yes, if you're. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kimmy.
If you're a one shower a day person, it doesn't really make you any cleaner either way.
It doesn't make you unhealthier.
Oh,
okay.
If you are a morning shower before you go to work, one shower a day, or if you are an evening shower when it's all over, get up and go to work without a shower.
Gotcha.
They did find, however, that your body sheds skin into your bed when you sleep. We know that.
Yeah, about like a snake.
Half a teaspoon of flakes per night on average.
Oh, half a teaspoon?
Yes.
That's not very much.
They also say starting your day with a shower will give you less odor-producing bacteria, which will help you smell fresher for longer during the day. Yet, health-wise, like how it affects your well-being, there is really no difference between the night shower and the morning shower.
What about just loosening up in the morning, like after you've been stiff sleeping in bed all night? It feels good. Like it wakes me up. Oh. Like if you got a bad back, you got sore shoulders or... It just feels good to have that warm water.
You got a crick in your Netflix? Damn it.
Go on.
It was going to be so good, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was such a good callback 10 minutes ago.
No, I mean, I love it. Like, I don't understand how people don't take a shower in the morning just for the warm water.
Now, there are some days where I'll shower at night and roll out of bed. I do like rolling out of bed better. It makes my life so much easier.
Yeah. Oh.
I look forward to that morning shower.
Well, yeah, because you have nothing but time.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. You get up at 2 and don't walk in here until 5.
It takes me a while.
I'm a big shower before bed person. I like to be clean getting into my bed, shower off the day. I did find that when I shower in the morning, it actually makes me more tired because it's the warm water. I don't want to get out of the shower. It's not a great way for me to start my day.
No, I did that this morning.
The best way to do it is probably take a cooler shower to wake you up, but I can't do that.
Well, yeah, it was a bit of a chilly morning, right?
Yeah.
So when I hit that shower, you're right. I do not want to
fall asleep in there.
That warm water, it's just so nice. And I'm literally I'm saying in my head, you got to get out of the shower. Yeah. And my body's like, nope, you just stay in here. I mean, I do think, for efficiency, the night shower is the better way.
Okay.
One thing they said, however, in this study, those microbiologists, that is non-negotiable.
What's that?
Morning or night showering, changing your bedding. Sheets, pillowcases, and covers for comforters. They say, you ready for this? That you have to wash your bedding at least once a week.
Oh, yeah.
But in the warmer months, twice a week.
Twice a week.
On account of you sweating more when you sleep.
And if you bang it a lot, too? You got to get all that out, bro.
They didn't say anything about banging.
Well, you've got to take that into consideration. You're going to go long on your sheets after you've just been plowed.
I'm
going to guess you're probably dirtying up more by sleeping in them.
Yeah.
Than plowing and squirting?
Plowing and squirting.
Squirting and plowing.
I'm ashamed of myself, too. I can sleep on sex stuff. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
No, but to let it linger in there, that's full of fungus.
No, it's not.
Bro, sex juice full of fungus.
Your sweat from that activity is probably what's really making it gross.
It's funky fungus.
Can you Google
and it is among us.
Can you Google if batch produces fungus?
Of course it does. It produces babies. You don't think it also produces fungus?
What are you talking about? And the batch
it's got meat in it, man.
No, it doesn't have meat
in it. Sperm got meat.
Sperm got meat.
Yeah.
Worst Arby's tagline ever. Sperm. It's got the meat.
It's the other white meat.
Okay. It's not meat, you idiot.
It is. It's wiggling. It's alive.
Are we really having this conversation?
And that's in your sheets.
It doesn't seem as though it's...
And your white... And the lady stuff gets in there too, bro.
Like, I don't think that stuff will cause mold. Like, if you were to batch into the...
Bro, I smell some moldy stuff back in the cell,
sperm
son.
Itself does not produce fungus.
What if it lingers?
Can I back up to something? Can I back up? Because you just said you smelled some moldy batch back in the day?
No.
You literally just
yours,
said... You
hope.
Literally just said...
No, I said the lady.
I've smelled some moldy batch in the South back in the day. That was a quote.
No, I was in military school.
Batch stained mouth.
I was in military school.
Okay.
Many boy laid in batch.
What are you, Native American now?
Many batch soon come. Smoke if you got them.
252-WCMF. We got folks writing us on Instagram. We're talking. The conversation started with microbiologists discovering that whether you take a morning shower or an evening shower, it does nothing to change your health. However, the morning shower will help you smell fresher longer due to killing bacteria. Adam writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Showering before bed in the winter, showering in the morning for the summer, since it's cold in Rochester in the winter and warm in the summer. Thanks, Adam, for clearing that up.
Oh, I didn't realize. I should write that down.
I mean, that is a pretty good policy. Yeah. Although I hate a summer morning shower. Can I say that?
So whatever you want.
If it's warmer, like I don't like the warm shower in the morning, but if I take a cold shower in the morning, I'm afraid my heart's going to stop with the cold shower. I'm serious. Oh.
Well, you take a cooler shower. It has to be ice cold.
I need it hot.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Because can we go off on a tangent real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So like the new like trendy thing, health trend, are these cold plunges. And they've become so trendy that you can now buy like $50 like...
The bucket you sit in, basically.
Yeah, and you can have it in, like, your backyard. Yeah. And, like, all I see on Instagram now are these influencers that are trying to sell people on the cold tubs. Why are you laughing?
I just remembered something my mom told me.
What?
So my dad saw that.
Okay.
So they just opened their pool. So his theory with the cold plunge is he jumps in the pool every day.
Okay.
But it's not cold enough to do what he thinks it's doing. So he's literally just torturing himself for no reason.
Probably wakes you up, though.
I'm afraid my heart...
It's not doing it to wake himself up.
I'm afraid my heart's going to stop if I get into one of those cold tubs.
Could that happen?
I don't know.
It shocks you?
It would happen, right? How can you Google if that's dangerous?
Because they do those polar plunges and nobody ever croaks.
People do.
Well, we've been doing it for years around here.
What do you want to know? Are cold showers affecting
your heart?
No,
the cold plunge. Can cold plunges give you a heart attack? But even with the cold plunges, you're running in cold weather into the cold water. Like, this is like, hey, I'm hot. Because like a lot of people say, do it after you work out to lower your body temperature.
Yeah.
So you're going like super hot to like, now I'm in an ice bath.
All right.
Because I tried to do one time. I made it to my thigh and I was
like,
no.
Okay, I can't get cold
it does
water.
Say you should talk to your doctor if you have pre-existing heart conditions.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, remember all of the things?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the implant in my chest? You stupid.
The sudden immersion in cold water can cause a rapid increase in heart rate and blood pressure.
It just seems like it's like something to do. Hey, I got to get up and do something that sucks.
And, like, I don't know. Is there data that shows that it works? Like, for what people are doing it for?
Yeah, what are they trying to do? Just cool their bodies down?
I see circulation stuff. Oh. I see skin stuff.
Well, I thought when it's warm, you have better circulation.
I thought it was, like, after you work out, it's supposed to help heal you faster or something.
Who the hell knows? I don't want to
reduced inflammation.
There it is.
And muscle recovery.
Eat some turmeric, huh? Go to the Indian restaurant.
Take some Advil.
No, that could hurt your liver over and over again.
Can?
Yeah. That's why they tell you can only take like six a day.
Wait.
Are you drinking and taking handfuls of Advil?
Well, I'm on a lot of medication.
Okay.
You know, I got everything going on right now.
And I know how honest you are with your doctor, so it's probably fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.